What's up, everybody? Dave Destruction Sturch here, live episode 2. The Texans officially on the clock. I got a cool party here. I got like at least 100 to 150 people here. I don't know how I packed them all in. It's crazy. I make some noise. I mean, it's just nuts. There's beer. I mean, I'm excited. I got, you know, Bob Costas along the studio. He's excited.
You're excited? Feel these nipples.
Yeah, see, he's excited. His nipples are hard. So here we go. The draft's starting. I am deciding to go with the NFL Network as opposed to ESPN. I will not watch Mel Kiper's forehead the entire night. That's just not going to happen. Besides, all his mock drafts that I've read usually are wrong anyway. So it's my call. So I'll go with the guy with the lisp and Rich Eisen and the guys at NFL Network. Before I get into anything else, because the draft is obviously not started yet, couple shout-outs to J.P. Mayer, who just started his own podcast, Independent Point of View, really successful. He told me that there was 100 so downloads already in the first night, so good job there, J.P. Basically, all night, we'll be taking your calls. I got a couple different fans here. I got a Giants fan. I got a Jets fan. I got another Giants fan. This is getting worse by the guy. I got a Packers fan and I got a Raiders fan. So I know the Raiders guy is dying to have another Robert Gallery pick. And then I know the Packers are probably going to, I'm not sure what the Packers are going to do. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff going on right now as far as the Packers go. The Giants, who today I read a stat that they signed 26 free agents today. So you do the math. And they say that they still have needs, which doesn't make much sense to me. If free agency started, you figured, okay, we'll address the needs. But then somebody had pointed out that a lot of them were re-signs. And, you know, guys like, I think, who did they sign? Who's the quarterback at Minnesota? Josh Freeman is their new stud behind Eli Manning. So in case the rubber man actually gets hurt, you guys can rely on Josh Freeman. So that's cool, too. But, big shout-out to my boy, J.P. Mayer. I'm not even sure what kind of fan he is, to be honest. I know he said he wanted to get on here and talk some sports, and I'm not really sure as to who his alliance is with. I'm going to assume the Giants or the Jets because I'm the only schmuck that's left rooting for these Cowboys, and they keep breaking my heart every year. But another shout-out to all my PWS guys heading into about 10 days away. Well, next Saturday night, Refuse to Lose 2014, featuring Kevin Matthews versus Jeff Jarrett. If you're an independent wrestler and you want to get known at all, I suggest you go and take a seminar. I am. Clearly, I can't get in the ring, but I will pay just to see the man and actually interact with the man, because why not? You might hear my voice and think my voice is sexy. I don't know. Maybe I could be the play-by-play guy for Global Force Wrestling. Who knows? So he'll be there live next Saturday night. Also, the regulars, the Dan Moff for Starman grudge match we're all looking forward to, along with the Untouchables, who just coming off their breakup, which is kind of weird. I didn't see that coming. I sat there live when it happened, and I was stunned. Plus, of course, the contract signing. And if you're a wrestling fan, you know that contract signings always go according to plan, right? And everybody signs a contract, and they leave the ring without fighting, which is a complete BS lie because you know that tempers are going to flare. The new champion, Mario Bocara, and Boosaw. I mean, Bonesaw. I'm sorry. The fans are on the fence with this guy. I don't know, if they like him or not, but the draft is on. Houston's in. The pick is in, I believe. Or is he just introducing? Introduction to the NFL draft. There's a lot of people there this time around. I was there. Yeah, I was there a couple years ago, and I got to sit in the upper deck or whatever. I got to see DeMarcus Ware drafted, so that was pretty cool. And then, he becomes an all-pro, one of the greatest linebackers ever to play the game. And sure as shit, you got Jerry Jones said, "The hell with you. We don't need you anymore. Go to Denver." So he'll be playing opposite of Von Miller, which could be deadly to anybody's blind side. So the Texans are now on the clock, which, in all honesty, they shouldn't be on the clock very long. Everybody gets 10 minutes per pick. That's usually the rules. There's a lot of predictions going on who's going number one. It could be Johnny Manziel, the quarterback. It could be Jadeveon Clowney, what I feel is the best overall player in the draft. He's a defensive end, South Carolina. He fits the scheme. He's a 4-3 guy. His hand's always in the dirt. He's not one of those guys that can pass rush from the outside. So, but, again, this night is about the fans and people who want to call in and talk some sports, which is awesome. Yeah, we'll go there. We got a call on the line already from a number I have no idea. I told people to hit me up with their numbers just so I can actually answer their calls because one of the guys that are here right now, PJ, one of my best buddies, was on hold last week for 45 minutes, and I had no idea because I didn't know his number. So what am I supposed to do? I just had interview after interview, and then Big O came on.
We're still friends.
We are still friends because I told him and my buddy Jim come over for the Rangers games a lot, and Rangers, I'm doing the sign of the cross right now. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow. But they always came over for the Ranger games, and they were winning. So every time they were here and I was sitting in my seat, they would win. And then, you know, I told him, I said, listen, since you're not coming, he had something come up. He couldn't make it. So I said to him, if you don't come, then we're not friends anymore if they lose. And sure enough, they pulled it together and they won. So we're still buddies. So that's that. So, again, we'll get to your calls now. Again, Big O was the reason I couldn't take anybody's calls last week because he just talked and talked and talked, which is great because he's my partner and he's the man, and he, you know, he gave me a lot of positive feedback and all that good stuff. So we're on commercial right now with the Texans pick live, which again probably will be Clowney. I'll take my first call. Caller, I don't know who you are. I might know who you are, but you got to tell me who you're rooting for and who do you want in the draft.
Matthew, this is Matt from PWP.
Oh, what's up, dude?
How you doing? I'm looking at. I'm following the draft as we speak. But for me, I don't know what the Giants are gonna pick, but I know I think the Texans. For me, as a football fan specifically, my money's gonna be on Clowney as the first pick.
Yeah,
it's a safe fact, but it's true.
Yeah, that seems to be the pick on a lot of mock drafts. Anybody the Texans need is a couple needs. They need a quarterback. They need defensive help. Can you imagine this Clowney monster on one side of the ball, and then on the other side, J.J. Watt, and then you have Cushing in the middle. It could be a nasty, nasty defense. So we have to see what they want to do. I mean, they could choose to, you know, to go in the direction of their franchise quarterback. They can pick a Johnny Manziel. They can go with a Bortles. They can do that, but I get all the picks are kind of aligning themselves now where everybody's kind of planning their drafts around the Houston pick, which is probably going to be Clowney.
Clowney, better than Manziel, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, Manziel, that remains to be seen. I mean, I've never held back. I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, so me having Tony Romo as my quarterback for the last God knows how long, probably a decade now, you know, I've struggled with the quarterback position, and unfortunately – he hasn't won the big one yet, so maybe a change of pace is good. I don't know. I doubt Manziel falls out of the top 10, but we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, and I'm watching the draft as we speak, man. That's all I'm doing.
Should be good, man. All right, buddy. Well, we got more callers on the line. Thank you for calling, and I guess I can wish your Giants a good luck in the draft. All right, buddy. All right, we got another call right now. It's a 732 number, so maybe I actually know this person. A caller, who is you? Maybe not. Maybe we got nobody. I don't know. Dead air. That's cool, too. All right, you're gone. I've always wanted to do that anyway. Hang up on your ass when you don't want to talk. You call into the show, talk to me. Give me somebody to talk to. I got a bunch of thugs over here waiting for the first pick. We got 5 minutes and 44 seconds to go for the Texans pick. Again, they just keep trying to get in the mind of Jeff Fisher right now in the NFL Network because the Rams hold the number two pick. And, again, they're going to be going based on what the Texans do. So we'll see what happens there. And, you know, we'll go from there. But J.J. Watt, again, that's a guy who's, like, killing. He is killing people on one side of the ball. Just imagine having Clowney on the other side. So it should be pretty. Got a first Jets chant. Got a first Jets chant. Booing the Jets fans. And so we got. Well, this guy's on TV right now. So, yeah, I mean, I would boo him too. His lisp is going to kill me for the entire. Yeah, Jack Swagger is now on NFL Network doing his thing. Well, yeah, the number to call in, 860-888-5749. Give me a call. Let me know what you think about the draft so far. Clearly, we just started, so there's not much to say about it yet. We got another 2 hours to go. I think this is going, the first round ends at like midnight, so we'll get through the first, I don't know, half of the draft. So hopefully maybe I'll close out tonight with a Cowboys pick. Either I blow my head off or I'm a happy man. And if it's Manziel, which a lot of people are telling me and ragging me about, well, you know, that remains to be seen. Do I think he's a good ball player? Yeah, I think he's good. I think he's like another Drew Brees, a little quicker. It also reminds me of a Russell Wilson. So, you know, it remains to be seen as far as what he can do at the professional level and whatnot. So, of course, the Texans being the Texans, they are taking it all the way down. They're at 4 minutes right now, which is perfect because why not? You know, they have no idea what they want to do. So, wait a minute. I got a text message from somebody saying, I'm a dick. So, therefore, that was the hang up and call and didn't say a goddamn thing to me. So, I appreciate that, Mr. Clone, Dave. I appreciate that, man. Really appreciate that. So, 3 minutes, 37 seconds to go until the first pick is in. I cannot – maybe they're hearing trade offers. I know I read a lot about the price for the first overall pick. I'm hearing they wanted no less than 3 first-rounders for their first pick. So if that's the case, I wouldn't be doing it either. So I would not be doing it at all. And, yeah, so we'll see what happens. Again, remains to be seen. And we'll go from there. But it's 3 minutes to go now on a Texans draft. Remember the call in 760-888-5749. While we're here and while we're talking NFL and while we've got the draft going, you know, last season was one of the greater seasons I've seen. Not so much as a Cowboys fan standpoint, because obviously we took it down to week 17, and it wasn't even Romo's fault because he pulled a fake injury, I think. I still firmly believe that he wasn't injured, that he could have played in week 17, but just didn't want that burden on him one more time that he would throw that last interception. So he gave that responsibility to Kyle Orton. And Kyle Orton was driving, had a solid game. And last play of the game, it's from my mindset, I watched it happen. And me and my father are watching the game, as I always watch the games with my dad. And there was no words. Like, when Romo dropped the snap, you know, years back, we wanted to put the plasma through the front glass window. But, you know, we've seen so many things go wrong with the Cowboys and with Romo that last year when it happened, we just kind of looked at each other like, all right, well, no words. There was no words. So we're still $1.49 away from the first pick. I guess they want to take it down to the last second. Maybe they're hearing last trade offers, but we will take all the picks that we can in this two-hour window, this live draft special at Sturch Studios, a.k.a. my dining room table. And everybody's having a good old time. They got Tostitos, and thanks to my gal Steph, she brought all the Tostitos and the dip and brought me a nice big Diet Coke. We got some pizza and all healthy things. I'm eating healthy tonight. So, yeah, chicken, protein. Picks in, I think. The clock's it. Yeah. It happened twice in the past maybe 5 years. Yep, the pick is in. According to NFL Network, we finally have a first pick. Rich Eisen, I can't believe the Texans took it all the way down to the last couple seconds, but they need the ratings, I guess. They need to drag the show out just a little bit longer than what we really want it to be. What?
Jerry Rice Cakes.
Jerry Rice Cakes. or what was it? Leon Sandcastle. So let's see what happens here. I mean, got a good panelist going on in the NFL Network. I'm a big Michael Irvin guy. Marshall Faulk, I don't really care for. So we'll see what happens. I mean, I know they can go linebacker here as well. You just never know. And, you know, we'll go from there. Again, the number to call in, 760-888-5749. If you want to get on the air, that's awesome. If not, just listen to my voice, and that's cool too. Or just watch the draft and listen to my analysis as the picks go on. You know, I was kind of convinced that the Falcons were going to make a move into the number one pick because they brought in Clowney a couple times. a couple times just to test him out and see what his personality was like. And it was more than one meeting, so something had to give. So who knows? But we got, again, every time they flash the pick is in, here he is, Commissioner Roger Goodell, coming to the podium right now. He's going to make these Texans either cry or celebrate. Listen in for the pick. And there you go. Mr. Clowney, the first overall number one pick of the 2014 NFL Draft. Very, very expected. Nothing, no shock there at all. He is the, you know, hands down, top to bottom, best player in the draft. He's a monster. A couple bad things, I guess, about Clowney. People talked about his work ethic, and he was lazy. Once that people got into his head saying, you're the best thing going right now, it seems like he might have lost a little steam. But, again, these are why the interviews happen, and these are why you bring in guys to make sure their heads are in the right place. Because coming into the NFL probably will be a lifestyle change for anybody. So, now, the Rams on the clock. And I know a couple Rams fans, believe it or not, they do exist. And I know they want a quarterback. Will it happen? Will it be Johnny Football? Johnny Manziel? Who knows? I don't know. But, of course, Clowney now is coming. Got his Texans hat on. Warren Sapp looks like a buffoon, as always. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Warren Sapp is terrible, just as much as anybody else. That's number one pick. Obviously, the very predicted pick. And that's it. So I'm going to drop a Facebook thing right now to call in case anybody is not hearing the words coming out of my mouth. 760-888-5749. Call in. Let me know who you're rooting for, who's your team, who do you want in the draft. Give me a little analysis. At least the last guy I talked to, was at least remotely interested in the draft. Whether or not he was bogus or not, I have no idea. But I think he was actually legit. And he had some kind of rooting interest. He said he was a Giants fan. So the Giants have many, many needs, I think. I think that there's room for improvement on many sides of the ball. Special teams as well. But now they're interviewing Clowney. I'm sure he'll thank God about 14 times. And then he'll go from there. But he's about to be a rich man. Hopefully he knows how to spend his money correctly. Unlike a lot of these guys coming in, it's good that they got the new CBA in place because guys are making way too much money. The guaranteed money was just insane a couple of years ago. I mean, that's coming from the Bradford pick with the Rams. I know the guaranteed money was just way too much, and it got to their heads. And it'll kill somebody. You know, it'll kill your hopes and your expectations of a player just because of that. But Jadeveon Clowney, number one pick. Just 3 sacks. I'm looking at the live stats now. 11 and a half tackles for a loss, which is nice. Means he's got good pressure on the quarterback. He's a quick kid. He's a very quick kid. Got quick hands. So we'll see what happens in that system. I believe my boy Wade Phillips, I think, is still out there as the defensive coordinator. So he's a happy camper as well. You get a monster like this guy and make some moves. So, again, Clowney, number one pick. Now you take him off your boards. What's left? Who's going to do what? You have a couple receivers out there that are probably going for top 10. You have a couple quarterbacks that probably won't go into top 10 other than Johnny Manziel. You know, you have your Derek Carrs and your Teddy Bridgewaters. Bridgewater, I don't know what happened with him. He was such a high-ranked quarterback when the first mocks started coming out, and then he just started to fall off. So I don't know. And maybe it's a personality thing. Maybe it's too reckless of a player thing. You know, it remains to be seen. Whoever gets them. We can actually see if, you know, it could happen. But maybe Bridgewater falls out of the first round and goes to the Texans, who have the first pick in the second round, who still have to address the quarterback situation. They have Case Keenum, and he's nothing to write home about. They had Matt Schaub, who now is an Oakland Raider, and I think that guy went in there with a chip on his shoulder. I can actually expect a big season out of Schaub. That's personally what I think. Got a clap from the Raiders fan. He knows that too. I think if the Raiders are coming up with the, what have they got, 5th pick overall. So Raiders coming up soon. They got to just play it off and see who goes with what, but I really severely think you want to surround your new quarterback, your new franchise, face of the franchise, with a receiver that will make plays for you. Or, again, there's more needs in Oakland. I'm sure they need a linebacker or defensive front help. So that remains to be seen as well. St. Louis Rams now with 3 minutes, 12 seconds to go before their pick. And, you know, that's – I just got another text message that I didn't expect to hear from, which is cool. Hello to that, and hello to the family. So, yeah, so now we have the Rams on the clock. They need a lot. I mean, there's a reason why they have 2 picks, but this is the fallout of the RG3 move, which is cool. RG3 obviously went to the Redskins, and now the Rams are still compensating for that, but they haven't really – if somebody can refresh my memory of who they used for last year's pick, was it the receiver? Huh? Tavon Austin. Yeah, so this is a chance for them to really solidify that pick. Tavon Austin last year, lightning receiver. So he had a great year, and he had a great supporting cast. So is Sam Bradford the guy? I don't know. I mean, he hasn't done anything. He hasn't really proven himself. He's not terrible. I mean, they picked him first pick overall, you know, a couple of years ago for a reason. They saw something in the kid. So, you know, it is what it is. So, 2 minutes to go on the St. Louis pick. Again, the number to call in, 760-888-5749. Give me who you're rooting for, who's your team. Again, everybody knows by now that I'm a Cowboys fan, so this is a depressing household at all times. But, again, yeah, I boo myself. When my dad was raising me as a Cowboys fan in the 90s, I thanked him up and down. I thought it was the coolest thing in the world, and I had my Aikman jersey, and I had my Deion jersey, and I had all the guys that were bringing us world championships in the 90s. And then as time progressed and Aikman started getting, you know, he started seeing double of everything and concussions started wearing down on him, he had to retire. And ever since then, we've really never found a replacement other than Tony Romo. People talk bad on Tony Romo all the time. However, I truly believe that he's still one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL. And, you know, he has a quick trigger finger. And somebody else used to have a quick trigger finger, and his name was Brett Favre, and he did all right. So, and the pick is in now with the Rams. The Brett Favre reference got the Packers fan excited. Because, they, you know, after Brett Favre retired, they never found another good quarterback, right? No, nothing. Just terrible. Aaron Rodgers, who his the discount double check, that's a story. That's a draft day story that I felt completely bad for when Aaron Rodgers was drafted by the Green Bay Packers. He sat in the room for God knows how long, and he finally got picked to go under Brett Favre. So it's not like
I think he did all right.
Yeah, I think he made out pretty well. You know, he's Super Bowl MVP, and yeah, I mean, Evan thinks Colin Kaepernick is also the greatest thing ever. So
yeah, he also called Alex Smith the best quarterback.
Alex Smith was the best quarterback, according to Evan. So we are 2 picks in right now, or a half hour into the show. We had 1 caller call in, which is cool. Again, I expected not a lot of listeners live because, personally, if I wasn't doing it, I wouldn't be calling into a radio station. I'd just be watching the draft. So it's cool. It's not the world, I promise. So, with that being said, the pick is in. Every time they do the pick is in, it's like, I never understand it. It still takes about 10 minutes just for them to walk to the podium. So, what's that?
Why is this necessary? Why is this?
Oh, it's the guy from Modern Family. What's his name? Oh, Phil Dunphy on Modern Family is there. And we got a call coming in. Thank you. So, we'll find out who it is. Caller, you're on Thursday Night Destruction. Who am I talking to?
How does Houston not draft Johnny Manziel?
JP Mayer, how you doing, buddy?
Good, man. How are you?
You got that voice. You know that voice from like, oh, it's JP. how do they not draft Johnny Manziel? I have no idea. I mean, they do have an immediate need at quarterback. So there is, I haven't seen this deep of a draft class as quarterback. Travis, what the hell are you doing? Travis, I got a company over here just flicking on and off lights and shit, and this is what happens. But hold on 1 second, JP. I mean, I got you here. The Rams pick is in. Who's your pick? Who's your pick right here, JP?
I say wideout.
Well, here we go. Who?
Yeah, that shows how smart I am.
All right. Well, hey, listen. They needed a tackle. They need to protect their franchise quarterback. So let's see if this guy winds up being better than Long, I guess. But now what you see right here is the development. You see Johnny Manziel fall already, and now who's next? You know, like, if he falls to the Cowboys, I will blow my head off. And that's the God honest truth. There will never be another episode of Thursday Night Destruction after tonight.
I don't know. I don't see him falling that far.
I don't either, to be completely honest with you. JP, I don't think you ever told me, but who's your team?
It depends. Am I going to get hung up on?
I will not hang up on you. I got a Giants fan here. I got a Jets fan here. If there was any Eagles fans in my house, I'd probably kick them out, but
I'm a fan of the New York Football Giants.
New York Football Giants. All right, well, hey, listen, nobody's perfect. And actually, I worked for the Giants in 2007 when they won their first Super Bowl, so I was a part of that staff. That was pretty cool. I never got my ring, though, so I guess I should call them eventually, see if they're going to send me out a ring or not, because I was doing the production stuff. You know, I was behind the scenes. I was on the camera. I met all the players, and the guys were cool, man. Like, Eli was surprisingly hilarious, and Shockey. I had about 13 shots of whiskey with Shockey one night on my first night, which probably I shouldn't have done. But yeah, so New York Giants. What are you looking for as far as their pick? I believe you're at 12. So what do you
We're
want?
At 12. In the, we need offensive line help.
Offensive line help. You're right, because you haven't had a good offensive line since well, I guess Snee was healthy, and you know Sean O'Hara was your center, and that was a solid line that protected Eli, and it doesn't matter because many times Eli gets knocked around for some odd reason. He just keeps getting back up. Unfortunately for me, he just keeps getting back up. So he knows how to make plays, and yeah, offensive line is definitely a need for you guys. This
now,
guy, Greg Robinson.
You, Dave.
Go ahead. What's up, buddy?
If Manziel doesn't fall to Dallas at 16, who would you like to see Dallas pick up?
Okay, well, I made mention of this today as far as my little wish list of what I wanted for the draft. What I want is UCLA's linebacker, Anthony Barr. I firmly believe this guy's a monster, and he's kind of like a hybrid player where he was a running back at one point. So he was a running back who just wasn't hacking it as a running back. He put on some muscle, put on some size, still as fast as he was, and he switched over to linebacker. So I can imagine him coming off the outside. As a Cowboys fan, I say, okay, I could definitely do this.
Yeah, now, here we go. We got Jacksonville at the 3 spot. Do they go Manziel?
Jacksonville is another landing spot for Manziel because I believe as of right now, their starting quarterback is Chad Henne, if I'm not mistaken. And there might be a couple other guys competing for the job. They might even got cut. That Jacksonville quarterback situation hasn't been good since actually, they've never had a good quarterback. I mean, David Garrard was good. I like Garrard. Oh, Mark Brunell, you know, the ageless wonder. I think still will probably go out to the Jets this year and try to win a spot in the third. I know they caught him and got rid of him, but who knows? I mean, he's ageless. But all right, Jay, let me get to the next caller. I finally got some people calling in. I think I might know who this is. So I promoted your show in the beginning. Again, if anybody doesn't know who J.P. Mayer is, he's a good, huge PWS fan who also just started his own podcast called An Independent Point of View. You can find that on Wednesday nights. I'm actually going to join J.P. next week, next Wednesday night, and we'll talk some PWS. All right, brother?
All right. Sounds good, man. See you next week.
All right, buddy. That's J.P. Mayer, another great fan. Got another caller coming in. Again, somebody just asked me if they can win a prize if they called in, so maybe this is him. If not, it's cool. Caller, you're on Thursday Night Destruction, Episode 2, NFL Draft Live. Who am I talking to?
A Hummer.
Oh, God. Who is this?
It's a Hummer. I've got some big old titties for you. You want a smart tits? Hey, stop taking your injury. I'm playing with my tits.
Come on. Hey, listen. Listen, that's not nice, okay?
You just
like,
gotta, in my puss. Oh, no, no, no.
You know.
It's Shining Wizards.
Oh, see, I just, you might want to call back only because I thought you were somebody that rhymes with vanilla and starts with Joey, Joey Vanilla. I thought you were that person, but you can call back in if you were the Shining Wizards. My bad. You know, I love Kathy Hummer, man. You can't call in saying all that bad stuff about Kathy Hummer. She's one of our biggest fans. And, you know, so call back in if you want. 760-888. Who's that? Blake Bortles. Ah, see, that's why I'm staying off of Twitter. You stay off of Twitter. If they take Blake Bortles over Johnny Manziel, you know what that means. That's another spot that he jumps even closer to the Cowboys pick. So, people could start lining me up. Put the red dot on me. Got another caller coming in as the pick is coming in. Caller, you're on Thursday Night Destruction. Who is this? Hello.
Hey, talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Who is this?
Am I the only one that's amused that every time this commissioner talks, people are going, what? What? What?
It's funny. Oh, wait. Blake Bortles, wow.
It's hilarious. There you go. Blake Bortles, the first quarterback. There you go. Everybody knew Blake Bortles was going to be the first quarterback drafted, Ralph.
I tell you what, this is rough. This only gets rougher now because now who's next up as far as needing a quarterback? You'd probably say Minnesota. You'd probably say Tampa. But I know the Raiders just got Matt Schaub. Cleveland needs a quarterback. But I believe I talked to a couple people in Cleveland. If they get a receiver, imagine Josh Gordon with an additional receiver. That could be something special. So now you have Blake Bortles, the future of the Jacksonville Jaguars, grabbing his little spiffy hat, and that's that. So I don't know who this is. Who is this?
You hear my voice enough, and you don't know who it is.
Is this Will?
Is this Will? Who the hell is Will?
I don't know, man.
Your callers know who this is right now. Do I have to give you a hint?
Maybe you have to give me a hint.
I'm going to give you a hint.
Okay, go for it.
From Forge, New Jersey, weighing 230 pounds. Do I have to finish the rest of the story?
No, you don't have to finish. Hello, David Adams. How are you, brother?
I told you I was going to call last week, but you made me wait in line. It was so busy. I mean, the Destruction's debut show, it was like the groundbreaking series. Everybody was calling in, so.
I mean, I was a hot commodity last week, and this week it's a little different. I mean, again, like, I expected this. A lot of guys are going into the watching the draft.
Since I'm obviously the biggest Cowboys fan of all time, I'm curious, who are you trying to get in the draft, sir?
I was telling J.P. Mayer before this, I want the linebacker Barr out of UCLA. I like his speed. I like his transition. His transition from running back into the linebacker gimmick. Yeah, everything's a gimmick now because now I'm talking to another fellow personality in the wrestling business. So all of a sudden, everything's a gimmick.
Absolutely.
I mean, unfortunately, now that Bortles is off, he's the overall, I guess you would say that he was the best overall quarterback in the draft. And then now you have Johnny Manziel kind of playing the waiting game. So I guess we'll see. I mean, Jaguar fans are happy.
Jaguar fans should be happy, but. And see, I'm a Jets fan, and it only makes sense that the Jets should overstock on quarterbacks, and they should waste their first round pick and pick up Johnny Manziel. That way, they can have like a Royal Rumble, like free for all for that quarterback job. Doesn't that make sense?
I know absolutely, but what I'm seeing right now on the NFL Network is that there was a trade, and I believe Cleveland was on the clock.
Involved.
All right, so Cleveland was on the clock. They traded. If this is Dallas, Buffalo.
No, dude, this is draft day. Kevin Costner is running the show right now. Did you see draft day?
I did see draft day, and I cried like a little girl because it was that goddamn good.
This is ridiculous. They're stealing the script from draft day.
They are stealing the script. All of a sudden, the Bills, how many spots did they jump up? Five spots. So the price wasn't probably that big. It was probably their pick and maybe a future second or a third. But I'm going to assume... I have to assume that the Bills jumped to grab Watkins, the receiver. I have to. I mean, they already have Stevie Johnson. Can you imagine Watkins on the other side? And then you have E.J. Manuel, up-and-coming quarterback. Do the math. You know, this might actually be pretty good for the Bills.
No, and not absolutely.
Good. And not good for you, Mr. Adams, because you are a Jets fan. So,
I am a Jets fan. That's all right. I think we've made some pretty good moves before the draft. Should be what they need to do is they need to protect one of their quarterbacks, and they need to, it seems to be defense is the popular thing right about now. So they should stick with that trend. And our, I should say, offensive line at this point, and they should protect their quarterback and stay away from defense at this point. Everybody else is going with that trend.
I'm not sure how I feel about the whole Michael Vick thing.
I hate it, but hopefully he sits his ass on the bench. He's like an older version of Smith, and I get it. They want him to teach Smith, and deep down inside, Michael Vick is praying that Smith gets hurt, and so he gets an opportunity. I mean, that's obvious. He'll never say it, but it is what it is. And, if we were forced to have Vick as a quarterback, people would bitch and complain now. But if that's the case, we would, because we're Jets fans in my world, we would just go with it and say, all right, here goes nothing. And what's the worst we're going to say? We suck again. And I've said that plenty of times, so it's all good.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, man. Looks like the pick is in with Buffalo.
It's all good.
I can't imagine. I really don't know.
No.
I mean, again.
Getting away from football for 1 second, I wanted to call in, and I wanted to thank you for your great commentary work at the Superstars of Wrestling show last weekend. I had a blast. And, way to go on putting me in my first and last match ever. That was an interesting night, so I just want to say thank you.
And now you can retire undefeated. Here comes the
quick. I'm undefeated, bro. Oh.
Sammy Watkins to the Bills. There it is. You had to assume. That's a nice landing spot for that kid. Again, the team in itself are kind of on the up and ups, but yeah, getting back to your debut match.
Yep.
Congratulations on that. Wicked people's elbow.
Apparently it's been named the Adam's elbow. And let me tell you, when
elbow.
I watched the video, tell me my form wasn't fantastic on that elbow. And my form was picture perfect. Did not look floppy at all.
You must have learned from me, because I drop a solid elbow.
Forget
as well.
About it. That's the way an announcer should drop an elbow. That's why I am going to retire undefeated, bro. But I just wanted to say, forget about my match. I think you did a good job the whole night. And, your commentary was solid. And if there's ever an opportunity that pops up, I would definitely vouch for you any day of the week.
All right, man. Thank you very much. And I look forward to being at PWS, being the backstage guy again. And maybe I'll jump on a commentary with you. What going in now? I got a couple other calls on the line.
Do your thing. Keep it rolling, and I will talk to you soon. And bro. Have a good rest of the draft. All right.
Thank you, buddy.
Oh, and go Jets.
I couldn't cut him off fast enough with the go Jets, but that's okay. All right, caller. I believe this is somebody I just hung up on. I believe. What's going on?
Hello. Dave?
Yes, who's this?
Steve.
Oh, Steve, what's going on, buddy?
Not much.
All right, you enjoying are you a football fan, too? Are you enjoying the draft, or you just can't wait till PWS next week?
I just can't wait till PWS. I'm not really much of a football fan. That's my dad, older brother, and brother-in-law, and you'll hate me when I say this. My dad and older brother are Giants fans. My brother-in-law is a Jets fan.
Nobody's perfect, man. If you're a Giants fan, it's okay. It's not the end of the world.
I have to say this after seeing the paper this morning. One more game and the Rangers go bye-bye.
Come on, Steve. You didn't have to ruin my night like that, man. I was one depressed son of a gun last night. You didn't have to say one more loss and the Rangers are gone.
Like I said to my dad this morning, 3-1, the Rangers are in the crosshairs of a gun.
Yes, they are. Well, Steve, my man, thanks for calling in, buddy, and thanks for the rub on the Rangers.
I was going to say, I thought you did pretty good with the commentary at the Superstars of Wrestling show.
Thanks, man. I kind of found like a niche. I've always wanted to do it, and I was on commentary. I was having a good time. It's not like, you know, I know all the wrestlers. I know all their personalities, so it was kind of easy, you know, and the Superstars of Wrestling is a great form.
During the Pat Buck Kevin Matthews match, that was me with the Kevin Will Kill You song.
Wait, what was that?
when you noticed that Tevin had grabbed the sign that said Tevin's going to kill you on it, that was me.
That was your sign?
Yeah, I've been bringing those signs. Normally they get ripped up.
Well, they would never rip them at the Superstars of Wrestling. Very cool sign. Very cool to see
you
there.
Plus, Pat really doesn't seem to care one way or the other if you have a sign for him or against him.
Oh, no. It's all in good fun. And next week, if I remember, I will bring your She Wants the D t-shirt because I know you've been asking for one, and I have one for you. I just keep forgetting to bring it.
I'm actually going to a wrestling show tomorrow night because Terry Runnels is going to be there, and I only just found out like a week ago from a buddy of mine who it is that runs the show, and I was just like, it's too late to get my money back.
So, wait, would this be JCW tomorrow night?
Yes, it would.
All right, well, you have a grand old time at such an uprising, great promotion. I'm sure they're going to give you everything they got.
I'm wearing a PWS shirt to the event tomorrow night, so.
If you wore a Destruction shirt, they probably wouldn't let you in the building.
Well,
they love me over there.
Maybe I'll finally find that friggin' shirt in my room somewhere before I go to the event tomorrow.
All right, buddy. Well, let me go. The next pick is in. I got to catch up on this NFL draft special. So I will see you probably next Saturday at PWS. All right, buddy?
Yeah, you'll see me next Saturday at PWS.
All right, buddy.
Later.
All right. So that was Steve Catalano or something like that. I can't ever pronounce his name right. He's a big fan of PWS. Big fan of my commentary last week. It seems as if the more beers that I consumed, the better and funnier I got. So it was a good time. Superstars of Wrestling is always fun. But Raider Nation, it's time to change the future or cry. Either way, I think right now the pick is in, and it's supposedly going to be, I can only assume it's maybe, do you do Mike Evans since Watkins is gone? No? You don't want the receiver right away? All right.
Trade down
while the pick's in, so obviously they went something, and they got... Oh, yeah, maybe Mac, the linebacker. But let me grab another call on the line. I don't want to make everybody wait as much as they did last week because God knows some people are getting restless. But Thursday Night Destruction, caller, you're on the air. What's going on? As the pick comes in, so just give it 3 seconds just so I know who this guy, you know, like, draft. Hold on. And Mac is the man in Oakland. Hello, how you doing? Who is this?
Hello, Shining Wizards Podcast. Who's
Shining Wizards Podcast? This is Thursday Night Destruction. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you tonight?
I'm great. Dude, way to score Chris Jericho at the very last second, huh?
Oh, man, that worked out perfectly. It was an awesome experience. And now you and your show are on the show with Chris Jericho.
And you guys scored Hummer talking about her tits.
When I got that call, it was just one of those things where at first I thought it was somebody I didn't like, and then once I found out it was you guys, I was like, oh, shit, I hung up on the wrong guys.
Yeah, you did. You know, this is really cool right now because we're recording our show right now, and you're running live, so this is kind of like when Vince bought WCW. I'm stealing this from Kevin right now because we spoke about this earlier, and it's kind of like the dual show, Nitro and Raw, and at the same time. We got your show. We got our show.
That's actually pretty neat. So, guys, in case you don't know this, Shining Wizards are actually recording right now their show on my show live. So this is kind of like when Vince McMahon bought WCW and they were simulcasting both ways. So that's pretty neat. Well, I'm a pleasure to be on the show, and I would love to get back up there again eventually and talk some wrestling with you guys.
Dave, who went number one?
Huh?
Number one?
Yes. Clown, who went number one?
Yeah.
Clowney, the defensive end.
Houston took him?
Yeah, Houston took the defensive end.
We were talking to fucking Chris Jericho. Number one makes you want to take a number two.
All right. Dave, we just want to call you and wish you the best of luck, man. You're doing great things, and we
Thanks,
hope to
man.
See you keep it up and you heal properly and you get back in the ring and you kick some ass, man.
Absolutely, man. That's the goal, man. Thank you guys for calling in, and I hope to see you guys real soon. Obviously, the sooner the better, and I'll be seeing you guys probably next Saturday.
Absolutely. We'll see you then, bro.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, that was the Shining Wizards Podcast, which is actually pretty cool. I was a guest on their show once. I was in studio. That's when I got this whole idea, like, well, why not me? Why can't I do something like this? So, very cool that they called in. Eddie and Tony and Kevin and all the guys there. They're very cool. Very cool people. Check them out, shiningwizards.com. You can actually listen to all their fun stuff. They get some serious guests over there. Again, tonight they got Chris Jericho, which had to be awesome. I'll definitely be tuning into that. And now I'm a part of that show. So I'm officially a part of a Chris Jericho show. So I guess that's pretty cool too. So got another caller on the air coming on. The Falcons are on the clock. They don't need a quarterback. So guess what? Johnny Manziel gets to stick around another pick. Caller, Thursday Night Destruction. Who am I talking to?
This is a Hummer.
Oh, God. Come on already.
I want you to play with my tits.
Jesus Christ. This is twice now for the Hummer stuff. Goodness.
You know you love the Hummer.
I can't do this. This is too much, man. Like, I'm trying to run a professional podcast here watching the NFL draft on commercial right now, and I got Hummer wannabes calling me up doing all sorts of grotesque shit.
Get a gummer. Oh, you hung up on me. Get a gummer from home.
All right, now you're gone. I just pulled my first Francesca and just hung up on somebody again. But for Christ's sakes, like, I'm trying to run something here. You don't have to call me up as Hummer. If Hummer wants to call me and say hello, it's fine. But if you want to call and pretend you're Hummer, that's a whole other ballgame. Can't you? And there's only one. There's only one Hummer. So I'm sure she's loving the fact that I said that because why not? So anyway, just to recap what we got going on so far. First five picks of the draft is complete. Clowney, the defensive end, obviously was the number one guy. What else is new? Everybody saw that coming. And after that, we saw an offensive tackle go to the Rams, which is fine. I know that they have two picks in the first 13, I believe. So they can address all the needs in a little bit. But after that, we saw Sammy Watkins go. The Bills traded up to get him. I'm sorry, no, it was Blake Bortles first to Jacksonville. Then the Bills traded up. We don't know the details of the trade yet. Or do we do? What were the details?
Yes, Cleveland got their pick, which was number nine.
So they swapped number ones.
First round and fourth round pick next year.
Wow, first round and fourth round pick to get Sammy Watkins. They must really, really adore this guy. Because that's kind of steep. A first round pick of next year and what? A third or a fourth?
Yeah,
a fourth.
This year, so
yeah,
nine.
They swapped number ones and then, wow.
First round next year, fourth
I mean,
round next year.
I guess when you know you want the guy, you want the guy. And they got their guy, so. Now we're coming up on the Falcons pick, which I really was convinced that the Falcons were going to make a play for Clowney and trade up into that number one slot, but they didn't. To my surprise, I mean, I'm allowed to be wrong. So, and then the Atlanta Falcons have drafted Chipper Jones. No, that's false. They got 2 minutes and 32 seconds to make their pick. So it's been a pretty interesting pick. Again, the order, Clowney, Greg Robinson, Blake Bortles, Sammy Watkins, and Khalil Mack, which is probably the most dominant linebacker out of this draft. I also, as a Cowboy fan, want a linebacker out of UCLA. But we're five picks deep. Johnny Manziel is still hanging around. We are coming up on a couple teams, not the Falcons. We're coming up on a couple teams that need a quarterback. So I guess we'll see what happens. I mean, again, teams that need quarterbacks coming up, Tampa, Minnesota. I mean, Tampa was even shopping their current quarterback. So I don't know exactly what they want, but it's very, very possible that Tampa Bay or Minnesota make a play for one Johnny Manziel. Or do we have a story that nobody knows and that nobody really wants to touch Johnny Manziel? Yeah, we all know that he's a bit of a diva, I guess, or a Deion Sanders in the making. Like, look at me now, showboating. But sometimes that's what you need. You need that spark. You need that spark in an offense. For again, God help me if the Cowboys, fall. He's there. The pick is in. This should be a no-brainer. They need offensive line more than anything else. So I know there's a couple offensive linemen in this draft that are still top 15. In that category. I figured now that we're out of the top five, now it's kind of anybody's ballgame, best player available kind of deal. So Again, number to call in, and don't call in being Hummer because I don't want to hear a fourth Hummer, 760-888-5749. So, see, that's Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald is a monster, and that's another guy that I want Dallas to try to make a play for, but it sucks being 16. What that means is we actually had somewhat of a decent year. So all these teams that are picking higher, they had a bad year. So if you don't know how the draft works and you're new to the NFL and this is something the first time you're ever watching, the way the NFL draft works, other than trades and whatnot, is that the worse you do in the previous year, the higher your pick the next year. So for instance, the Texans were the worst team last year and they wound up getting pick number one. So that's how it works accordingly. So Dallas being a 16 means they were right smack in the middle. So, but here comes Mr. Goodell to the podium for the Falcons pick, a pick six. I got a note. Any notes? No? No? Okay. I'm getting a love note. Six pick, Atlanta. Then, you know, offensive tackle. This is something that was expected. Again, no surprise here. They needed to address a need, and that being an offensive line. Jake Matthews is a big boy, and he'll definitely help Matt Ryan, who is coming off a year where, obviously, it was subpar at best. So we're already at pick seven. Round one is cruising. I'm getting a note from my producer. Is it okay if I can go to bed? You can wake me when it's over to clean up. Absolutely. You can do that. So that was the producer of the show handing me a note with a heart. Thank you so much. And, we're already six picks deep. Jake Matthews now goes. He's actually, believe it or not, Bruce Matthews' son. So the strong lineage. Those boys are big, you know. Take a sip of my Diet Coke here. Again, the number to call in and discuss your team's pick, 760-888-5749. Call me up. Hang out with me for a little while. While these Neanderthals are waiting for their picks, I know. Are you even happy with the Mac pick? Satisfied, right? Yeah, I would assume. I only know a couple other Raiders fans, and I got to assume they're happy.
It's not the same team from 5 years ago. We've got a lot of good players to mentor.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like the Raiders all of a sudden. If in the past, the Raiders have become a team that people go to die. I mean, that was the truth. They were getting a lot of older players, and you would just kind of rot away with Oakland. But now times are changing. You know, the passing of Al Davis, does that have anything to do with it? Maybe. Maybe there's more people at the helm now. If only something can happen to Jerry Jones. I didn't say that. I didn't say that at all. Maybe he just gets racist and then gets kicked out of the league and then we make some moves then. But
Richard Sherman said Sterling Whitman getting kicked out of the league if he was in the NFL.
Richard Sherman said that? My favorite player, Richard Sherman? Yeah. Another one that made his post-game NFL speech a debacle. I don't care what anybody says. You're a professional athlete. You're on national TV. You're being viewed by millions, and you want to become a thug and pretend that you are God's gift to corners when you couldn't hold Deion's jockstrap. So I don't want to hear that from Richard Sherman. However, it's already done. The Legion of Boom is probably still one of the best defenses out there. So, again, they're the 32nd pick. Who knows where they go? I don't think they have a lot of needs because they pretty much have to. I mean, I know they lost Golden Tate, so maybe go receiver. Who knows? I mean, that's not for another. At this rate, it's not for another 2 days. That's right. One of the 26 free agents that the Giants signed was a cornerback from Seattle. I can't remember which one it was, but at any rate, we are six picks in already, going on number seven. Who the hell's on the clock? Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay and Minnesota and Cleveland. Three picks in a row that do not have a franchise quarterback. I don't care who the quarterback is currently. He's not going to get the job done. Minnesota is in a cluster of quarterbacks where they got, you know, they have Matt Castle trying to resurrect his career. They have I can't remember his name. That's how bad it is. They just got rid of Josh Freeman, so who cares about that? I'm waiting for it. What'd you say? I think they're trying to play jokes on me at the house because they want to say Dallas is trading up to this pick to grab Johnny Manziel, and then I'll proceed to hit end episode and jump off the Triborough Bridge. So, can I walk there? No, I'll crutch there. I'll get a ride. No worries. I will get a ride. I can't. Listen, I've dealt with a quarterback thing. I understand Jerry Jones' mindset is that he would rather sell merchandise than win games. And I don't care what they say. Every goddamn year that crosses, it's supposed to be their year. Their expectations are so high every year, and I'll never understand it because they come out with the same product every year. If it's not the offensive line protecting Romo, it's the defense getting shredded apart. And then they needed a scapegoat, and they fired Rob Ryan. And Rob Ryan did big things in New Orleans. So clearly it wasn't his defense. It was the personnel. You know, so I just, it's rough being a Cowboys fan, man. It really is. Like, it's very frustrating. At least I got the Yankees to fall back on, and they usually have good seasons here and there, and they're always competing for the title and whatnot. But the Cowboys are one of those teams that if you're a Cowboys fan and you're listening to this, I feel you. I feel your pain. And then, you know, once they make the pick today, who is it? Nobody knows. Yeah, it's just, it's one of those things where no matter who they pick, you'll be doing...
Doing a happy dance? Doing a happy dance?
You're trying to convince yourself that the pick was good, and it's not. Dez Bryant, yes, that pick was great. But right before that, he was known for kicking the crap out of his mother and all sorts of stuff. So why can't they ever get an All-American guy? And if you say it's Johnny Manziel, you're dead wrong. So I just don't think they have the personnel around him to help him become a good quarterback in the NFL. You got Dez Bryant. They're sending tweets and Instagram photos together and throwing up the X's and all sorts of crap. And it's not, that's not professional. That's not what Cowboys fans want to see. I don't want to see that. I want to see Tony Romo. And also, another thing, I think it was the U.S. Open. Oh, no, it was the Final Four of the NCAA tournament. I believe I saw in Jerry Jones' box, I saw Tony Romo, Jason Garrett, Stephen Jones, Jerry Jones. So all of a sudden they're having a little swat. Yeah, Roger Clemens is in Steinbrenner's box. Yeah, well, because Romo was in the crowd, I'm sure that screwed over somebody. But it's been a hell of a show thus far. Surprisingly enough, we're an hour in already out of a two-hour program, so time's flying. And at this rate, I'm not going to get to announce the Cowboys pick on the air because it's seven picks deep, and the Buccaneers pick is hopefully in. I mean, again, it's one of those things where you're just waiting as patiently as you possibly can for them to pick. I got to assume it's a quarterback. I mean, of course, they have other needs. What they needed to do is they needed to fire their coach, and they did that because Coach Schiano is a bum, and he wants to leave Rutgers University high and dry and completely fail in the NFL. Sort of like, what's the guy's name from, he went to Miami to coach the Dolphins. Saban? The Saban experience where he left his college team. Huh?
Pete Carroll
wasn't good until after USC. Well, yeah, Pete Carroll, he was handed this team on a silver platter, kind of how Barry Switzer was handed the Cowboys in 95, where Jimmy Johnson built that team from scratch.
Jerry Jones wouldn't let him hold the trophy.
And Jerry Jones, yeah, even the trophy celebration was bad. But that's how bad the Cowboys are. They can't even get holding up a Super Bowl trophy right, which is disgusting. But, again, we are in to pick seven. We do have, again, to recap, Clowney, Robinson, Bortles, Watkins, Mack, and Matthews have gone in the first six picks. The pick is in with Tampa. So please, for the love of God, let this be Johnny Manziel just so I can stop worrying, get on my own path of picks. There's only one trade that has happened thus far, and that was the Bills jumping up to go grab Sammy Watkins. They swapped first-round picks, and they also gave up next year's first-round pick just to get Sammy Watkins. So this guy better pay off. But the pick is in. Here we go. Every time he talks, listen to the what's too. What? Johnny Manziel.
Mike Evans.
Another receiver, Mike Evans. This is actually a solid pick, but now nobody's going to throw him the ball. So this is a pick that Mike Evans was supposed to fall a little later than this.
Well, they took a guy from Texas A&M.
This is, they took an Augie, and it was the wrong one. So now, Minnesota and Cleveland, because after that, if you look at the order, Detroit has a quarterback. Tennessee, Fitzpatrick, I think, right? If he's not, I believe he's still a quarterback there. The Giants, I guess they can use a quarterback too. That guy that's on their center now is just garbage. So Eli Manning, Super Bowl MVP, Eli Manning, two-time Super Bowl. Now, and here's another argument, and I'll start this conversation now. If there's no clear-cut MVP of a Super Bowl, it automatically goes to the quarterback. And I've said this to my dad when we looked at the list of Super Bowl MVPs. If there's no clear-cut guy that stood out in the NFL Super Bowl, then for God's sakes, you're not – like, you're going to give it to the quarterback. So by default, I think Eli got those MVPs because technically if you look at this – exactly. You can give it to – you can't give it to a whole defense. You can give it to a guy like Strahan or at the time, you know, 2007, Strahan and whatever. I really hope that I know these guys are all over social media right now, and I swear to God – hold on, we got – Bad News Barrett tweeted, "Bad News Buccaneers," which is hilarious. I'm afraid I got some bad news. We just took a receiver, and we have no quarterback to throw it to him. So that's rough. That is rough. I'm sure this is an awesome opportunity for this kid to go to Tampa. And, I mean, hey, listen, they need a receiver. I'm pretty sure they still have Mike Williams there. Oh, there's a trade. My God, I'm holding my breath. As a Minnesota was supposed to pick, and they traded their pick. This is bad. They needed a quarterback, so they don't want Manziel. They figure maybe he'll be there. There's a trade being announced on the screen right now. I feel like Francesca just watching the screen and kind of reporting to you what I'm watching because you're probably watching the same thing. Wait, Cleveland's up again. They moved up one. All right, so Cleveland now is on the clock, which I have to assume this is Johnny Manziel. This has to be Johnny Manziel. The wait is over, I think, folks. Cleveland jumped up one spot to make sure that they got their man. What jerseys are those? Is that the new Tampa jerseys? Oh, those are sweet looking. I'm always a fan of New Jersey, especially when Nike really dropped the ball on a couple of them and the Seahawks look like a college football team. But very cool jersey. I like the style. It's pretty cool. It's predominantly red and black shoulders. Teddy Britt, oh, yeah, holy. The pick is supposedly in. I mean, they traded up to get this. It looks like they have 9 minutes on the clock, according to the clock behind them. So maybe they wait, maybe. But I think if they're going to make this trade, they know who they want. So let's make it happen. Here we go. Pick is in. This has to be Johnny Manziel. Please, God, let it be Johnny Manziel. If it's Teddy Bridgewater, this whole night's going to get real screwy real quick. I might start drinking the beer you brought over because I promised myself I wouldn't drink on the air. I got my Diet Coke here. So if this is not if this is not Johnny Manziel, then we have a problem because, well, then again, so it looks like Minnesota and Cleveland just swapped. And there has to be some kind of incentive to do so. So I'm sure Minnesota picked up maybe a deeper pick down the line. Fifth round of this year. Okay. Fifth round of this year. There's his 8 and 9 swap. And the Vikings pick up a fifth round pick, which is good for them. The Browns wanted to assure. See, I don't understand this at all. Because if they didn't know who the Vikings were taking, why make the trade? So did they, you know, unless they were talking to the management, Ziggy and all them guys over at in Minnesota. Rich Eisen is now going over. If it's not Johnny Football, who can it possibly be? Oh, God. There's already talks about it not being Johnny Manziel. I'm going to lose my mind, but... it's getting to the nitty-gritty. It's the nitty-gritty of this draft, and it's bad. The pick is in. The pick has been in. So we'll see what the Browns do here. As I call in again, I'm giving you the number to call. I'm going to post it to my little Instagram here. So in case anybody wants to call and chat, they can. The NFL draft is underway. We're 7 days in on pick 8, which, if you not know, the Browns traded up to get this. So let's see what happens here. But Johnny Manziel, I will rejoice.
The Cleveland Browns select Justin Gilbert.
Oh, my God.
No one expected that one.
A cornerback, Justin Gilbert. The camera goes right to Manziel. And again, Manziel has... Oh, my goodness, God almighty. Poor Johnny Football is sitting there thinking that the Browns may have made a big move. This is it. If Minnesota does not pick Johnny Manziel will probably wind up a Dallas Cowboy based on the rest of the draft. Yeah, Tennessee doesn't need a quarterback. I mean, no, I'm saying if he gets past Minnesota here and he does not go to Minnesota, then it's actually, no, I stand corrected. St. Louis has another pick. And if they're not sold on Sammy Bradford, then they'll go get Johnny Manziel. Listen, this is just me trying to be as optimistic as possibly can, because everybody's watched. All eyes are on me, not because I'm on the radio, but because I'm starting to sweat. I'm starting to really sweat this out. We already had the last game of the year against the Redskins again. Like, for Christ's sake, how many times does the Cowboys have to play a division rival to end the season? Like, that's not fair. That's not fair at all. So, again, the number to hang out and call me with the rest of these goons, 760-888-5749. I'm here with my buddy PJ, Jim, Travis, his brother. I know just more people were supposed to come, but they chose not to stay in my way because I'm almost ready to kill. So it's getting to that point where you just hope. But we'll see what happens. The Browns now know they still have Hayden, do they not? That's a hell of a secondary already. They got Joe Hayden and now Justin Gilbert. What's that? Defense wins championships, Jimbo. I don't know. Look at the Ravens. Look at the Ravens of 2000 when they beat the Giants. And Trent Dilfer was the quarterback. So crazy things have happened. And, yes, Tom Brady lost twice to the Giants because of the defense. So defense do win championships. Maybe the Browns have some kind of plan here. I have no idea. But for an update to somebody who just walked in the room, Johnny Manziel is still available, and he now has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 more teams ahead of the Cowboys. I don't know what the hell they're thinking. This is bad news. This is bad news, man.
Roger Goodell's going to walk up on your pick. It's like, I'm afraid of him.
Roger, yeah. I mean, Roger Goodell is not making me a happy camper right now, but who would? You know, it's just, I don't know, it's sad. It's a sad deal. The Cowboys have no idea. I really don't know what they're going to do right now. The Browns picked up. The Giants are on the clock soon. Was there another trade? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, no. I'm looking at the rest going forward. Excuse me. Justin Gilbert, the cornerback from Texas. It would have been a nice compliment to, huh? I was talking about where he lived. I understand he's actually a Cowboy, Oklahoma State. So we'll see what happens. I know a lot of guys are a little shocked right now that Johnny Football is just hanging out. So again, the number to call in, 760-888-5749. Call me up. Rag on my Cowboys. I know my buddy Rob said he was going to call in rag on my Cowboys if they chose Johnny Manziel. So who knows? The pick is in Minnesota. Please, for the love of God. And listen, I respect Minnesota because they have, if not my favorite coordinator from the championship years of Dallas, Mike Zimmer. He was a defensive coordinator for the Bengals for a little while. No, don't take my boy Barr. So now we're talking Minnesota to go defense and take the guy I want. It's been known and I've gone public saying that I want Anthony Barr to UCLA. I think he's a hybrid linebacker, and I think he's the replacement. He'll make the DeMarcus Ware release sting a little less. So it does sting, but even when he was healthy last year, DeMarcus Ware he wasn't DeMarcus Ware. He always had some kind of problem. If it's third down, me and my father are watching a game, third down, all of a sudden Marcus Ware has his helmet off, and well, wait a minute. You know, it's third and three. You tell me you can't get in there for that. So maybe his hustle and his will to win is just a little different. Maybe it's who drafts Manziel? There's a live poll going on right now on the NFL Network. Who drafts Manziel? They got the Vikings, the Rams, and the Cowboys, and the Cowboys have the lead here, 59% of the vote. Next is the Vikings at 33, and the Rams at Was it 9? Okay, great. Wonderful. This is actually happening. I knew this was going to happen. I knew I couldn't actually relax and enjoy this draft as a Cowboys fan, knowing that Johnny Manziel is going to be hanging around. Now, listen, Christian Ponder, you drafted this guy 12th overall. You can't give up on him yet, right? Is that safe to say you can't give up on Christian Ponder? Yeah, but I don't know. Wow, that's 5 years ago now, isn't it? Holy hell. I mean, this time's flying. Huh? It is the last time the Yankees won the World Series. I got one comment here, John Fedor, on my Instagram saying, Michael Cole. We could talk Rangers, Johnny. It's okay. I'm not totally dead with them. And then got another text from my boss. Not that boss, Eric Pleska, asking me what the deal is for June, and I will do my best. I know Supercard. I know PJ's here and Jim's here, and these guys are definitely going to be purchasing tickets to go to Supercard, and they will be there in June to see Bret Hart, Booker T, you name it. They're there. We just added, not too long ago, Zach Gowen, who's going to be in a tag team match. We added, who else did we add today? It was a couple days ago. We're adding all sorts of people. Already signed Rhino, Low-Key. Bret Hart will be there again. My best friend, Bret Hart. And they'll be there for that.
Best friend, Bret.
Yeah. If anybody doesn't know that story, you don't need to know the story because it's not one of my best moments as a professional wrestler. Kind of bugged him a little bit, but I'll be sure to introduce myself to him all over again and tell him who I am and tell him that I'm not the guy that... I don't know. Here comes... The Vikings up are in. The pick is in. If this isn't Johnny Manziel, this is going to be a long goddamn night. Vikings pick. You got to be... And the Vikings take... And there he is, the guy that I wanted, 6'4", 255 pounds, Anthony Barr to UCLA. This guy's a goddamn beast. Good for him. Now he gets to go into a defensive-minded head coach and Mike Zimmer. So, hey, listen, kudos to him, props to him, and best of luck. So that's the guy I wanted. That is the man I wanted. So now, if we get Manziel, the show's going off the air. But if we don't get Manziel, a defensive tackle makes sense here, and there's one that's still hanging around, I believe. It was supposed to be a top 15, top 20 pick. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. But this guy, I mean, they're going to show his highlights now on the NFL Network, and it's just going to depress me because I watched the same stuff today, and I said, this is the guy, and Detroit's pick is in. And you know that's not Johnny Manziel. So Lord knows this is actually happening. Live from Sturk Studios over here, where I heard that too. If Johnny Manziel goes to the Giants, good luck. And then Eli can say, I shouldn't have played basketball with my brother and break my ankle because Lord knows what's going to happen if Johnny Manziel is a New York Giant. So, again, the number to call, 46 minutes to go on this podcast is that Barry Sanders? Yeah, Barry Sanders walking out there with Mr. Goodell. I thought they only did the second-round picks. Like, really? He was always a glory hog, this guy, and that's why he quit, because he knew he was on his way out, and he just said, you know what, I'm going to retire. Barry Sanders. Do they need a running back? No, they got Reggie Bush, so they don't need a running back. They got one of the best receivers, if not the best receiver in the game. This has to be offensive line. So let's see what. Nobody cares who's on the cover of Madden because it's a curse. That's why. So they're plugging Madden right now as it doesn't come out till August. I'm already on season 50,000. Let's see here. 10th pick overall to the Lions.
The Detroit Lions select Eric Ebron.
There's the tight end. That's a big tight end. You talk, wow. You know what? If you think about it. Yeah, he's the one who proposed to his girlfriend right before the draft today. So he's having himself a day. He's now a top 10 pick in the NFL. But I tell you what. We got is a wow. This is actually pretty impressive because now you have Matt Stafford, who is a loose cannon. He's got a gun. He's got the best receiver in the game. He's got a great backfield in the game. And now you add a tight end to this game where they were used to Brandon Pettigrew, I think, for a while. They had a decent tight end. So you add a bigger guy. This, again, Detroit is they're posed for big things on the offensive side of the ball. So as long as they can hold other teams, you'll see what happens. So, they're comparing this guy to Vernon Davis, which is fine. I mean, the size-wise, probably speed-wise, but he's not a Jimmy Graham. He'll do his thing in Detroit, and I'm sure, you know, wish him the best. Another guy that I could definitely wish for on my team, but it's not happening. So we're at pick number 11 right now, which is the Tennessee Titans. Now let's do the math. Tennessee Titans are up. Do they need a quarterback? They could use a quarterback. I mean, I believe number one on their depth chart is Fitzpatrick, if I'm not mistaken. And I believe they have their backup, Jake Locker. So it's another young stud. So they don't need, he's not so much a stud anymore, but he's on the roster. So now you have the New York Giants after that. The Giants would be fools to address a backup quarterback as opposed to something they might need, like an offensive lineman to protect Eli Manning. So then you go into a second St. Louis pick. They have Bradford. Do they believe in Bradford be the future? I think they do. Then you go to Chicago, Jay Cutler. Then you go to Pittsburgh, Big Ben. And then you fall to the 16th pick of the Dallas Cowboys. If he falls, I guess, I don't know. Soon as Johnny Manziel falls to the Cowboys, as does this podcast. It falls ever so gently to the floor. I can't imagine, like, again, I did the math, and is it a no-brainer, though?
Yeah, it's Jerry Jones. He's going to want to make a splash.
Romo did have two back surgeries. I know Troy Aikman is in Jerry Jones' ear right now as well, saying, I never recovered the same after my back surgery. He also is a huge supporter of Johnny Manziel. So I guess there's a possibility, and I mean, Staubach, of all guys, you know, like, it's, my brother just texted me, and he says, Manziel's going to Tennessee. I can see that. Obviously, we just talked about that, and it just that can happen. And I guess they have a shot. I mean, he's there. There's not a future in Tennessee for Johnny Manziel. You know what's sad, though, is about Johnny Manziel? This is why he rubs me the wrong way. Travis tagging me on Facebook. This is great. The status reads, watching Dave Sturcio sweat out this draft for Manziel is hilarious. So I'm glad I'm providing you with the entertainment tonight, which is fine. That's what this is all about, entertaining the people, the listeners, whoever's listening and live. Definitely call in if you can, 760-888-5749. Give me your team. I'm sure the Giants are on their way. They're coming up. I know J.P. Mayer called in earlier saying he was a Giants fan and he wanted offensive line help, and that's really what they have to do. So in order for them to contend this year, I don't understand how this is happening with Johnny Manziel, but if Johnny Manziel falls into the lap of the Dallas Cowboys, I guess take him. I don't know. I mean, he's the future of some team. I don't think right now they're saying he's not a right now quarterback, no matter where he goes. He's not a guy that can come into the NFL and say, I'm the starter, here we go, I'm going to take complete control. So with that being said, who do you want to learn from? You want to learn from Eli Manning? You want to learn from Tony Romo? You want to learn from Big Ben? If Pittsburgh wanted the backup, he's getting older. He's very durable, but he's getting older. So I guess it's anybody's game. You also have to take in consideration that if the Rams want to, I think Aaron Rodgers is getting drafted again, but they're doing a flashback right now of Aaron Rodgers getting drafted, the discount double check man himself. It was one of those days where he had to wait, and then Brady Quinn with his ugly girlfriend sitting there waiting and waiting and never got that call. When he got that call, it's okay. AJ Hawk's sister, you're right. Yeah, you talk about an ugly fella. AJ Hawk. And then there was Geno Smith, who now is, does he have a starting job this year? Because you guys wanted, you Jet fans wanted to go out and get Mike Vick. So, this is actually happening. If the Titans don't pick Manziel, I'm calling it now, the Cowboys are going to get Manziel. And it sucks because they need so many other things. They need help on the defensive line. They need help in defense. They were the last ranked defense last year. They were the worst defense I've ever seen. You saw the game against New Orleans. You saw the game against, you know, at the end of the year. They're just giving up big play after big play. Can't stop the run. They were getting guys off the street. They were getting guys off the street to come play defensive line. You lose a guy like Jay Ratliff, who was my boy. I met him once in Texas, and he's the man. You know, oh, the pick is in. So the pick is in. If this is not Johnny Manziel, it's time to tie the knot and hang myself in my closet because it's going to be Johnny Manziel. All right, well, this guy with the list is saying that Johnny Manziel is a possibility along with a corner, a cornerback. So the Titans are on the clock, and now the pick is in. So now we're just going to patiently wait for Roger Goodell to waddle his ass outside. And I've got a text from my good friend Amanda. Love the football talk. I love the football talk, too. This is exactly what I wanted to do with my life. I want to, of course, it's awesome to talk wrestling. I know a lot about wrestling, but it's hard to get involved and in-depth about wrestling talk when I've only been in the business for 2 years, and I'm not really in a position to say, oh, this sucks, and that was a bad decision, and I don't agree with this, and WWE Raw sucked last week. Like, I'm not going to be the one to say that because I love everything about it. I watch it religiously like anybody else. Any other worker, if they say they don't watch the product, they're lying to you. So I can't do – I mean, I will do the wrestling talk. I will promote the company I work for, Pro Wrestling Syndicate. I've been nothing but – they're the reason why all these doors open, to be honest. They're the reason why I'm sitting here talking to you guys right now, because everything kind of just opened up. After I joined Pro Wrestling Syndicate, my life just kind of turned upside down in a good way. You know, the fans, I have fans. Like, who has fans? That's insane. It's insane to even think about. I have a following. I have T-shirts. I have, you know, I became a writer for a magazine. And now I'm doing a podcast. So, like, I think the giant, you know, this actually opened up a lot of doors. So now we shall see with Mr. Goodell here walking to the podium. Who is the Titans' future here? Could it be Johnny Football? Please, God, be Johnny Manziel.
The Tennessee Titans select Taylor Lewan.
This is unbelievable. So it's not Johnny Manziel. It's Taylor Lewan, a tackle out of Michigan, which is, again, this is something they needed. They needed an offensive tackle anyway. So now, will the Giants, Rams, Bears, or Steelers take Johnny Manziel? The Giants, I'm ruling the Giants out. If they do that, that's just to make a splash. They already have sold-out tickets for the rest of their lives, so it's not like they have trouble selling tickets. The Giants are the most profitable franchise in the league, and they don't have an ounce of trouble selling tickets. Just ask Big Shot Sports Bar when they're away. I got a text from the Prince of Aesthetics, Damian Gibbs, saying a tight end, WTF. Damian, if you're listening, my man, call in, hello, but if not, this is not a bad pick for you guys. You have a quarterback. You have a decent backfield. You have Calvin Johnson, who is the greatest receiver in the league. So maybe add one more thing. So we got a caller finally after all that time. But it's Thursday night destruction. We are 11 picks deep. We got the Giants on the clock at 12. Caller, who are you?
Hello, Dave.
Hello, who is this?
It's Tony from the Shining Wizards.
Hey, Tony, what's going on, buddy?
I just want to apologize for ruining your show tonight. I know it was very disrespectful, and you know, I take these things seriously, and I had a momentary lapse in judgment. And again, my friend, I sincerely apologize, and I just hope that we can mend fences and move on, and that your fans will forgive me for my trespass.
No, if anything, you got me a little bit more of a cross promotion when you guys called in, so I appreciate that. But hey, don't worry about it. People joke around all the time. It would have been a lot worse if you were guys that I didn't like, but I like you guys, so it's okay.
We love you, bro. I'm fucking around with you again.
I was going to say, there's no way you guys are actually calling up my show to apologize. There's no way. Zero chance.
No, I'm waiting for Matt and his awfully slow computer to finish processing tonight's gold. So enjoy the show, brother. I'm watching the draft right now, trying to catch up on things, and yeah, I don't know. I have to see how my Giants are doing.
Your Giants are on the clock right now, so it's, to me, I think you need an offensive line, but there's always that chance that you draft Johnny Manziel and make every Giant fan worry that Eli Manning is not going to be ready for the start of the season. How about that?
It sounds good to me. I mean, I don't know. I'd give Eli another chance, but whatever. Who cares?
Yeah, well, you never know. But, Tony, my man, thanks for calling again. And I'll see you guys again. You coming next Saturday? I know you're kind of sporadic. The rest of the guys are kind of required to be there. You coming?
I think I might be coming.
That's
so hopefully
awesome,
I'll see you hopping around next week.
All right, man. Sounds like a plan.
Be good, Dave. Have a good night.
All right, Tony, you too. That is Shining Wizards, Tony. Real good guy. I didn't think he was sincere with his apology anyway, but it's okay. He called in earlier pretending to be somebody else. But it is what it is. We got now 34 minutes to go on the podcast with the Giants coming up at pick 12. I have a funny feeling I'm not going to be able to be on the air. My cousin actually just shot me a text. The one time I'm rooting for the Giants to go for Manziel. It's funny because the Cowboy fans are rejoicing right now. Johnny Football right there. Another text from a buddy of mine. I don't know. It's bad. I can't imagine the Giants making a splash here and grabbing Johnny Football. Can you imagine this guy in the bright lights of New York City? That's an explosion waiting to happen. No pun intended, but that would be the self-destruction of the New York Giants. And they would be, it's like shooting yourself in the leg, i.e. Plaxico Burress. Adding a face like this to your franchise, such a coveted franchise, who, besides the Burress thing, they've always been known to be one of the cleanest organizations out there as far as not getting in trouble. And I'm not talking about Lawrence Taylor raping anybody. I'm talking about current Giants don't get in trouble. Shockey was he was just a pain in the ass, loudmouth, but he really never got in any trouble. But I don't know. We'll go from there. But we got another caller coming in. Thursday night destruction. We are 11 picks in. Pick 12 coming up. The New York Giants. Caller, who's calling? Caller's gone. That's cool, too. Call dropped on that one. That's okay. But, yeah. We have the pick. Hopefully, it'll be in soon enough. And we'll go from there. I mean, pick 12. The New York Giants, 7-9 last year. Nobody was happier to see that record than me. Because I'm a Cowboy fan, so who wants to see the Giants succeed? But anyway, we are 11 picks in. Johnny Football still hanging out. EJ Manuel tweeted a lot of exclamation marks, I guess because you now have a number one and a number two receiver on your roster. But we'll see. Johnny Manziel waiting there with, I believe, his girlfriend, wife, sister. Doesn't matter. Tell her to call me. Anyway, but yeah, so we'll see what happens. I mean, yeah, CJ Spiller tweeting about the Buffalo Bills as well. I guess that's the biggest splash thus far in the draft. It goes to the Bills. Here we go. The pick is in for the New York Giants. If this isn't Johnny Manziel and he makes it past St. Louis, because St. Louis is still iffy, Sam Bradford's your quarterback right now. He has not done anything for you. And we'll have to just see what happens. But if this is not Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel will still be available. This is the guy that you wanted, right, Travis? Martin? You can take a wide out, too. You do need to replace Nick's, who went over to jump ship to have Andrew Luck. Look at this, huh? Why aren't you there, Travis? You'd rather be here, hanging with Destruction. There's a lot of people over at the Meadowlands right now for a draft party. Looks like kids, so if they draft John Cena, they'll be happy. Other than that, who knows? Maybe they can't see the pick. They can't see the pick. Look at the Giants doing the salsa. Yeah, I'm not violent, but sometimes I just want to punch a kid right in his face. I'm kidding. I love all the kids fans, and here we go. The Giants. With Manziel, I'm gonna shit myself. No, I like that kid. There you go. You got yourself a quality receiver in Odell Beckham. This is the cue for Big Rich to pull up every single YouTube video of Odell Beckham, post it online, say he's the greatest thing that ever touched a football, because that's what Big Rich does. Every certain, and if he's listening, awesome. If he's not, he will. But Big Rich right now is doing the cha-cha, and he's doing the salsa. And look, you got Giants fans in the crowd right now saying, eh, I guess, maybe. Tell you what, this Beckham kid, I watched some of his tape this afternoon. I did a lot of studying. And other than the haircut, he's probably destined for big things. Across the way, maybe you put him in the slot. Maybe he's automatically your number two. You know, Victor Cruz is coming off a bad year. Not bad year, but just a year where he can just kind of write it off as if wasn't as good. So, Giants fans, rejoice. No Johnny Football for you guys. And that's they addressed the need. They addressed the receiver position. This guy looks like he could be big. Who knows? As a Cowboy fan, you root against this because my defense sucks. So a lot of people are saying, I'm looking at social media right now, people are very happy about the pick, the Giants. Again, they needed it. They needed a receiver. Eli's got a new target that could be dangerous. That could be a disaster. Who knows? We don't know what this kid can bring to the team. But now the question remains, 28 minutes to go on the podcast. We're on pick 13 with 10 minutes in between each pick. That's 30 minutes. If everybody drags out, I could close the show with the Cowboys pick, which would be pretty neat. And then obviously I'll become a fan again and hang out with the guys and finally eat something because I'm starving. And I have pizza waiting here for me, and I can't eat on the air. That's just rude. So the kid is good, Odell Beckham. Congratulations to the Giants fans. They got themselves a possible stud or a possible dud. You just never know with the NFL draft. But the kid's got hands. Receiver is probably my favorite position other than tight end. I love the skill positions, and I think this is a somewhat of a good pick for the Giants, addressing a need. The defensive side of the ball they addressed in free agency. Now they address a need in the draft for a receiver. So this is pretty cool for the Giants. They did it okay. I'll get my hats off and my little clap for the pick. Good job. The Giants are now off the clock, and now we can focus on the St. Louis Rams. They're on the clock right now with 4 minutes to go. If they do not believe in Sam Bradford as their future, do you draft Johnny Manziel right here and then have a quarterback controversy in St. Louis? Or, and there's the war room in Dallas, they're showing him now, Stephen Jones licking his chops, Jerry Jones doesn't know what day it is, and Jason Garrett is just Jason Garrett, Mr. Yes Man, humble. But Johnny said he wasn't going to fall out of the top 10. He went on record saying he didn't want to play for the Jaguars. He actually had a guy is supposed to be humble coming into the NFL. He literally said, I don't care who I play for, but I'd rather it not be the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's kind of crappy, all right? You're about to make a living doing what you do, doing what you're good at, and that's playing quarterback. And now you're going to be in a National Football League with a chip on your shoulder saying that you don't want to play for specific teams. So, is what it is. 13th pick. What's that? I wouldn't either, but you're going to get paid. It's a money league. They're going to throw a bunch of money at you. As you fall deeper into the draft, I know the way it used to be. I don't know if it's the same way now, but as you fall deeper, that's a less of a salary. You're not going to be making as much money as the guy that got picked before you. That's just the way the draft works. But the new CBA is making sure that they don't pay these kids a ridiculous amount of money for no reason whatsoever. So, anyway, going into the 13th pick with the Rams. There was some girl interviewed after drafts last year that said something stupid. I don't know. I got a text, and I'm not really understanding what it was. But my friend called me up there. But anyway, the number to chime in, 25 minutes to go, 760-888-5749. Give me a call. If your team drafted already, are you happy with it? If your team didn't draft already, who do you want? Again, I know plenty of Cowboy Nation is sweating this out just as much as I am. St. Louis is on the clock. The pick has to be in. The clock's over. So do they believe in any of this? I don't know. Do you believe the hype? who knows? I mean, Johnny Manziel is the kind of guy that it'll just be, I don't know. It's defeating because you try to hit other needs, and you can't. You know, like Jerry Jones is known to make splashes just because he doesn't have a clue as of what they really need, what they truly need to address. What they need to address is a defensive secondary, is a linebacker, is a defensive end, is a D-tackle, is a D-something. Not destruction. They need D-something. They need a tackle. They need guys that will rush the passer. They need guys that will cover people. You know, it's just, it's pretty, the proof is in the pudding, folks. They were the last ranked defense in the league last year for a reason. If they don't go defense here, I honestly don't know what the hell they're doing. I mean, usually I would have to, if he's trying to sell Manziel jerseys, and then you actually know where the direction of the Dallas Cowboys is headed.
What we're hoping for was that they would be able to select Aaron Donald, but the only team they would seriously consider Johnny Manziel if he was there too. DJ, yeah, early on the process.
Well, maybe they're talking now about drafting Johnny Manziel. Got a call coming in. Somebody wants to hang out and join with me in the depression of waiting to see where Johnny Manziel goes. Caller, you're on the air, I think. Maybe. You are now. So what's going on? Who is this?
This is Jay Enterprise.
Jay Enterprise. How are you, friend?
Listen, enough of this chump sports talk football. I want to give a shout-out to my client. For those of you who don't know, I am the publicist for the Prince of Aesthetics, Damian Gibbs. And this weekend, Damian Gibbs is heading off to Mexico to wrestle with Ultimo Guerrero and Ultimo Dragon, two Mexican legends. However, in the process, Damian Gibbs is becoming the very first student in the history of the Pro Wrestling Syndicate training school to represent PWS on an international level. Now, that is impressive.
That is impressive, Jay, and I kudos to Damian Gibbs, one of the guys that I started this whole thing with 2 years ago now, almost 2 years full in the business. Kudos to Damian Gibbs for going to Mexico with Chris Payne, both guys. I know they're going to kill it out there, and I know hopefully they just don't drink the water and they come back safe and sound, but I know they're going to represent Pro Wrestling Syndicate that much better than probably anybody else could. You know, I know another guy had a chance to go, and, you know, things kind of fell apart, but there's going to be a lot of opportunities for a lot of guys hustling in that school. So to Damian, good luck. Congratulations. Obviously, good call in by my boy Jay Enterprise. Thanks for that, buddy.
No problem. Enjoy the show, Sturch.
All right, buddy. All right, that was Jay Enterprise calling in, bothering me. But here we go. Who? All right, well. Oh, well, that's nice. That's a big, that's kudos to the NFL getting a leukemia survivor to announce the Rams pick, which hopefully it's Johnny Manziel. It'll make me a happy camper. Has to be him. Oh, my God. And once again, with 21 minutes remaining on this, Aaron Donald, the defensive tackle, the other guy, what did I just say? I like the defensive tackle. That's what we need. We need to address that. So why not the 6 foot, 285-pounder go to St. Louis, where he can rot there? Wonderful. This is wonderful. Chicago has Jay Cutler. Pittsburgh has Ben Roethlisberger. And then the Dallas Cowboys will come up and make a splash, piss me off, and ruin this night because this is happening. What are you sending me here? Is that a Madden clip of Johnny Manziel? So, Travis sent me a text picture message of Johnny Manziel in a cowboy uniform in Madden. So, I mean, I don't know. We're at the 14th pick right now. This is getting worse as the night goes on. But it's been an entertaining show, to say the least. I'm really happy these guys came out and hung out with me while I'm doing this live thing. I don't know how it sounds. I'll listen back later. I'm sure they weren't loud enough. Nobody made that big of a splash. But when Johnny Manziel goes to the Cowboys, I'm going to drop this mic like a bad rap and just walk away. So you got Jerry Jones and his decrepit, Botoxed face on the screen right now waiting to make their pick at 16. And it looks to be Johnny Manziel. I mean, I guess the defensive players that I wanted are all going. I know it's not just me who want him. It's the these are the top defensive players. So if they really – here's another theory. If they really wanted these defensive players and they didn't want Johnny Manziel, don't you think they would have made a move to move up a little bit just to get the guy they wanted? So now they're sitting pretty. They're sitting back in the steel – what? What was that about Big Ben? Well, if Johnny Manziel wants to go to Pittsburgh, go for it, because that's a rough city to come up in where they want perfection as soon as they come into the league. Unfortunately, that's never the case. You never have a guy come into the league and blow up everybody like you would want. So I'm reading more. J.P. Bayer, I see you. You're saying, I'm calling it now, Johnny Manziel to the Cowboys. Manziel's Tom Sobey, a good friend of mine, big Patriots fan. If Manziel slips to the Patriots, please don't take him. But I think he's going to the Cowboys. Mike Cabanellis, please, no Manziel. And what'd I say? What'd I say about Rich? Big Rich. Right away, posting, welcome to the New York Giants, Odell Beckham Jr., speed kills, best route runner, Reggie Wayne clone. Come on, Rich. Dude, let the guy step foot on the field before he starts singing his praises. This is getting... I don't know. This is getting bad. It really is. So if you want to call in and be depressed with me, the number is 760-888-5749. Next week on the show, we're going to try to get some PWS talent on the line to promote themselves, promote the product, promote the next upcoming show, which I'm going to hopefully be a part of as I was last time as the backstage interviewer guy, which I had a ball doing. That was so much fun. So PWS... Refuse to Lose 2014 next week featuring Jeff Jarrett, Kevin Matthews, one-on-one. And Kevin is saying that if Jarrett doesn't know who he is yet, he will after next week. And I firmly believe that because Kevin's on that tear after that match with Bonesaw a couple weeks back for the title, which turned into a triple threat match, which was kind of crazy. Me being me from the outside, I honestly can tell you straight up, I did not know what was happening. I wasn't there when everything was discussed. So I, being a fan on the outsider's perspective, it was different. It was something cool because I didn't know what happened. I was totally befuddled. So anyway, we're into two of the guys that I wanted more than anything else in the world went 9-13, and that being Anthony Barr to the Vikings and Aaron Donald to the Rams. The Chicago pick is in, and you know they're not drafting Johnny Manziel unless they really hate Cutler as much as I do because I think he's the biggest crybaby in the league. If he has a hot wife, I've never seen her. I'll Google that later. He's married to her? Cavallari, really? Does he look like Barney Rubble, like he does? All right, well, the pick is in with the Bears. See what happens. Now, I remember a couple years ago when the Cowboys made a splash, and Michael Irvin was the first one to go nuts when they drafted Dez Bryant. He's kind of just sitting back right now, smiling because he knows that this pick is going to be the implosion of his team. I mean, I have to admit, like, I'm a Romo guy. I've always been a Romo supporter, no matter how much he's made me upset and cry and curse and punch walls and all sorts of stuff. But this has got the makings of a Cowboys selection of Johnny Manziel. With 16 minutes to go on the podcast, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to get to say the Cowboys pick, which I would love to, but sometimes, you know, things happen. So, with the pick is in, 14th pick, maybe it'll be Johnny Manziel. Why not? Jay Cutler needs a backup. Exactly. He's always...
The Chicago Bears select Kyle Fuller, defensive back.
And another defensive back who the Cowboys could have easily needed from Virginia Tech, goes to Chicago. So, and I believe they lost. Did they lose Peanut? Peanut's no longer on the team, right? He's still there? I thought they lost him in free agency. All right, so Bears making moves. They have a decent secondary already. So to add this guy, Kyle Fuller, out of Virginia Tech, I'd say that's a good thing. So now we're here. We're here live with 15 minutes to go on the podcast, and the good old Dallas Cowboys are two picks away from either ruining my night. My dad just texted me prior. Would make the most sense. That would make the most sense. He's the best, at this point, he's the best defensive player available. He's a safety. God knows the Cowboys need a safety. I know I've kind of made this a all-Cowboys show, and I really shouldn't have, but it's hard to separate the two. But Pryor is the guy that I would personally take. Will they? I have no idea. But now you have to think. If Pittsburgh doesn't draft Manziel, and Dallas, for whatever reason, doesn't either. You look at Baltimore, Joe Flacco. The Jets have 16 quarterbacks on their roster. The Jets will pick him. Jim Sloban, I'm quoting him now, he said the Jets will pick Johnny Manziel if they fall on his lap. That's kind of insane to even think about because they already have two. Does Aaron Rodgers, is Rodgers getting old? No, he's still one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He might very well be the best quarterback in the league. Pick is in. Pittsburgh, if this isn't Johnny Manziel. Oh, boy. Look at the Bears, though. Look at they added Jared Allen. They're doing big things over there on the defensive side of the ball. I might have time. If the pick is in now, and I still got 13 minutes, I will close the show with the Dallas Cowboys selection, which could be the most depressing thing you've ever heard. It could be happy. It could be, you know, it is what it is. So, the pick is in here. Pitch, what? If they've done this before, I wouldn't be surprised. If Dallas doesn't have, they may trade down to the stairway goes nowhere, brother.
Look up,
there's a door there. Yeah, so Travis attempted to go to the stairway to nowhere. Here comes the pick. Pittsburgh, just take Manziel and call it a night. All right, well, the no-eyebrowed linebacker from Ohio State University goes to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And now officially with 12 minutes and 40 seconds left on my show, the Dallas Cowboys are on the clock, which I know all these guys that are here have been watching my every movement, seeing that I'm just disappointed. I actually hope, you know what, if he's listening, hopefully he is, my dad, call the show, Dad. Let me and you watch this debacle together. You stand there out of harm's way. Dad, if you're listening, 760-888-5749. Call in and let's just be depressed together like we are every year. Because this pick is going to be something that we haven't had an impact player come out of the draft since Dez Bryant. Dez Bryant has made such an impact for that team, and they have. And Romo, why not? Listen, if they're not going to add defense, is there any receivers still around? Because you did lose Miles Austin. Miles Austin's no longer here. And that, oh boy, that's a sight for sore eyes right now. We're on the clock, 3 minutes to go, meaning I'm 100% going to be able to call this. Is there a suicide hotline that I can call right after this? Are they going to trade out of this pick? My brother's saying, here we go. Everybody's texting me. This is it.
This is happening.
This is happening. The Texas A&M quarterback could be the guy. His phone is not lighting up. His phone is not lighting up. No, he doesn't. This is bad. This is terrible. It's got to be. This stinks. For a trust of a lack of better words, this stinks. Why not get Cooks, the receiver? Why not get, Pryor from Louisville? Why not get somebody, a C.J. Mosley? I'll take a linebacker from Alabama. This is it, folks. This is something I've waited for. The Cowboy Nation know. Do they know something that we don't? I don't know, but they're going apeshit in Dallas right now. Got a Johnny Football chat going on in my house. Look at this. Look at Aaron Rodgers. This should be an interesting 10 minutes. Tweeting that. Can this be the future of the Dallas Cowboys? Can this be Johnny Manziel as your future quarterback? Look at the poker faces in that war room. They are not giving away a goddamn thing. This is bad. I tell you what, this show, again, I want to thank the guys for coming out and watching this with me. It was pretty cool. It felt like that live broadcast feel. Thank all the listeners, the callers, Shining Wizards for putting me over on their podcast. I'm now on the same show as Chris Jericho. So there's the poker face is on. The girlfriend's smiling. So maybe she knows something we don't. He just slammed the phone. Stephen Jones just slammed the phone. We got a caller. It's my dad. Hold on. I know it right now. Dad, hello.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. This
punishment,
is,
huh?
This is what we do every year. We get into this groove where we're waiting and we're waiting. I'm still waiting for them to trade this pick. So,
oh, he's talking to somebody.
He's talking to somebody. They're chanting Johnny Football in Texas Stadium right now. This, we lost Miles Austin, Dad. We can get a receiver here. We can get somebody where it can help us not wait until Romo's finished because
they got to go with the safety here.
They have to go with defensive secondary because look at Deion. Deion knows. Deion knows they need a safety. This is bad. You got to see this. Barry saw who was here when she came over here. The crowd is all eyes on me right now, so they're waiting for my reaction here because I've watched Manziel.
They're gonna wind the trading pick, but
pick is in, Dad. The pick is in.
Oh, shit.
Oh my god! this pick is in, and again, this is something I've been waiting for. Nobody's been on the phone. Can this
be
they can't be that stupid, right? I mean,
nah, they got no defense at all.
This is Michael Irvin. You know him. He loved the Dez Bryant pick.
Manziel.
And so does I don't know if you know this, but so does Troy Aikman. So does Jerry Jones. They're in love with this kid. The pick is in. The Ravens are on the clock, and oh boy, let's just get this over with. Let's make it a slow death right now. Danny just texted me saying Mosley. I would do that too. That's a linebacker. We need a linebacker.
Need a linebacker. Anything but a quarterback.
This lisping MF-er is saying Manziel should be implemented into the offense this year, like that change up guy where he can come in and run the wildcat or something stupid.
The only reason they would take him is if they knew something was wrong with Romo.
Yeah, here we go.
That's the only reason.
Here we go, Pop. There it is. You might be on a little bit of a delay. I'm not sure.
Well, I got it live. I don't know about you.
I got it live too. Here we go. 16th pick, Dallas Cowboys.
The Dallas Cowboys select Zach Martin.
They took the guard out of Notre Dame.
Oh, okay. This guy's supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah, the Giants were looking at this guy.
Yeah.
We got Jim over here saying that Manziel's going to be a Jet.
Wow.
Oh, well, hey, listen. The drama's over. I'll take the tackle. And I'm gonna
now
sleep a little.
Going?
That's what I'm saying. You can see the scroll. He's not going to Baltimore. He's not going to
Cleveland. You got Cleveland coming up again.
Cleveland. I would assume Cleveland's the team. Look at the gasp of frustration out of Dallas. Wow. All right. Well, hey.
All right.
Not bad. Thanks for calling and enjoying the drama with me as always. And I'll see you tomorrow for the Rangers funeral.
All right. Good job tonight.
All right, Pop. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye. All right, folks, that was the dad, the man who made me a Cowboys fan. So we grabbed Zach Martin, a bulldozer of a tackle out of Notre Dame. He's 308 pounds, the man, he can move. So you bolster the offensive line. That's a good deal, that works. I'm not mad at it. But now where does Johnny Football go? And obviously I'm off the air in a couple minutes, but so nobody knows. Jim is just, he's raising his finger. He wants him as a Jet, but like realistically think about it. Realistically think about it. The next possible landing spot. What about the Cardinals? Miami? Tannehill sucks. Tannehill's no good. But, all right, I'll take the tackle. Again, I want to thank all the people who called in today, especially my dad, because if it wasn't for him helping me out with broadcasting school, I would have never got to do any of this stuff. So, thanks, Dad, for calling. My brother texted me saying season's over. He's so positive. You know, he's more positive than me. With OE of little faith, right, Bear? So, the Cowboys take a tackle. Johnny Football still around, which is kind of crazy. And you also, if you want to be realistic, you also have Teddy Bridgewater still around. So, who's to say Cleveland doesn't take Teddy Bridgewater? He fell off a lot of drafts. So, a lot of people are already blowing up my phone right now. I know. Johnny Manziel is not a Cowboy, which is fine. I didn't want him. I thought for sure that was just a silly pick, and he's not there. So the show's been awesome tonight. I've really enjoyed the company, and hopefully these guys stick around for the rest of the night. Unless guys got to get up for work and whatnot, which is fine too. I am currently not getting up for work tomorrow. I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow, but I'll probably be listening to this show back tonight just to see how it turned out with everybody here. If this is something that I can get away with as far as having company, I'll have more people in studio to hang out and talk with me. I'll get another microphone, and we'll hang out. This is cool things. I know PJ's itching. He was here. He said, can I be the update guy? PJ, you know, thanks for coming again, as always. No kids today for PJ, so it was a boys' night out. No girls allowed. He-Man Womanator Club tonight. So now I don't have to go drink myself to death because Johnny Manziel is not a Dallas Cowboy, which is great. But you know what? Me being me, if the next pick comes up and said a trade was made, could be the Cowboys right back in this mix going to get Johnny Football. I don't want anybody to get mad that Johnny Football is not a Cowboy. You have to understand that he's not NFL ready yet. If he wants to come onto the field this year, he might struggle. You don't want to waste the number one pick like that. Maybe something's wrong with him. Maybe something is not so much mechanics-wise because he is a smaller quarterback. Maybe something's, again, he was a flashy guy, very cocky, you know. So who knows? I mean, the Cowboys are the Cowboys, and they never seem to impress anybody or disappoint. They disappoint every year. So, again, we're 16 picks through the NFL draft in the first round. I had a ball doing this. This is awesome. And now I can actually eat some dinner at 10 o'clock at night. What? I'm not watching TNA. You couldn't pay me to watch TNA. Sorry. So are they happy? Are they happy with this pick? I mean, they pick a big boy to be the bulldozing tackle that will maybe help DeMarco Murray get over the hump of being a 900-yard rusher and get him over that hump of 1,000, you know? Like, I said the Cardinals. There's teams that need a quarterback. Johnny Manziel's there. Do the Raiders make a play for Johnny Manziel? That could be a landing spot too, folks. I mean, hey, anything's possible. Clearly, you've seen that. There's a lot of pick is in for Baltimore. I'm sure they'll grab a. Who knows? They need a receiver too. They grabbed Steve Smith, but they need, why not draft a kid for Steve Smith to kind of mentor for the next couple of years? So, pick is in, Baltimore Ravens. The show has been awesome again. I can't thank everybody enough for listening in. Again, go listen to the Shining Wizards podcast. Go listen to the 2.5 Wrestlers podcast. Support these podcasts. These guys, not like we're getting paid to do it, but it's cool. You know, it's very cool, and it's a fun thing for me to do while I'm rehabbing my injury. And, thank you guys. I know you guys are here. Thank you so much for being here. It was awesome. And I'll send you guys off with a little, I don't know, why not some Adam Rose, right? No, I'm not a mark or anything like that. I just like his music. See you guys next week, live from the studio. Dave Destruction, signing off. See you later, guys.